Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Praise God. I have a question now. Which one? Oh, I wanted to show you this. We sent this gift, it's a beautiful ornament, to all our partners. And they got, some of them got this in the mail this week. So we were getting all kinds of thank yous. And some were sending videos of this ornament having a place of honor on their Christmas tree. Yeah. So I have a quiz for you. What was the original Christmas ornament? What was the original? Here, I will tell
you. Louder. Say it louder.
Huh? You say star? Who else said star?
Lots of folks said star. Yeah. Most of the congregation said star.
You win a cookie. But it's promised there. It's going to come.
I think we need to, you know, sort of compel Pastor Mahesh. We've heard him make these cookie, twinkie, Tootsie Roll promises, I think for a number of years, actually. So all of you who have a cookie or a Twinkie or a Tootsie Roll coming
that's
to you,
owed to you
from
yes.
any of the previous decade, you may compel the pastor to pay up. Maybe with interest.
That is true. With interest. That means you get half a bite more. Anyway, here it is. I'll tell you. You were right. I read it already. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. Just let me ask another question. How many of you have a special Christmas ornament that either you have inherited and it's come down in your family line or you feel like it is very important for you guys? Do you have any particular ornament that, what is your ornament back there? You wave the hand? No, the lady behind you. Yeah.
You. White House, from the White House.
From the White
yeah.
House?
Yeah.
We are impressed.
Yeah. Over here.
Which one? Yes.
A lamb? In a sled. A lamp in a sleigh.
Yes. Cindy, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I have a 2002 Watch of the Lord ornament. It's a golden wreath with the dove hanging. It is like one of my most special ornaments. And there's actually a couple of them we did of the Watch of the Lord ones that are in gold and beautiful, but
amen.
That's awesome.
Someone else?
Bill. Jenna.
I have a vintage old gold ball that hung on my mother's tree for years.
Oh my goodness. A vintage gold ball that was on your mother's Christmas tree for years.
A vintage what?
A gold Christmas ball ornament.
Oh.
One of the few things from her estate.
And Eliza hangs it.
And Eliza puts it up every year. Ah.
And I'm not just saying. Whoa. And I'm not just saying this, but you gave us a joy ornament.
That's
and
right.
we are so.
That's right, on your wedding. Yeah.
We're always very careful when we handle it. We love it.
Aww.
And that's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Somebody
Hallelujah.
Else? One more? Anybody want to share? Rich Newman hangs. Golden arches. A little symbol of double cheeseburger and fries. That's for all of you regular watchmen. You know that Rich confesses to us almost every Friday night that while we're praying and worshiping the Lord, he's obsessing about his McDonald's cheeseburgers at the end of the watch.
Well, the star is symbolic of the glory of God. And it's the reflected glory. You see the star shining.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they are reflecting the light of the sun.
Yeah.
And it's a reflection. Just like we are to reflect for me. So it's, we are to reflect the glory of God. So it's a light. I mean, the night sky was lit up by the star.
Yeah.
And the glory of God. And when the angels were declaring the light, the manifestation of light. So it is glory and it is light.
Hallelujah.
And they, for me, the impression when I got, I mean, I saw, you know, I was really moved by those people. There was, it meant so much to them to get that ornament.
Yeah.
And I felt like the Lord said, what was the original ornament? And it was the star.
Yeah.
But a star, there are some stars that then they lose their light. But this is a star that shone brightly and led the wise men to the King of Glory. My prayer is, and I feel this coming year, the Lord is challenging us to let our light shine so brightly. In the midst of, I so appreciated Cindy and Armin's testimony, in the middle of all the traffic, let your light shine.
Yeah.
And this coming year, I believe, I'm already in prayer for us, and for the church to shine more brightly.
Amen.
To not let us become emotional black holes.
It's good.
When you, the black hole represents light that's absorbed. It just takes, but doesn't give out. And it just absorbs more and more light and becomes dark. We are to shine with God's light. And it says in Exodus 13:21, the other aspect of the light, it says, by day the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. And the glory light, the fire, and the light shone so brightly that gave them hope, gave them protection, and gave them guidance. You are going to have more guidance and more clarity in the coming year. I do want to say that, you know, we're going to get, may you, if you like, and if your wife is not watching over you too exactly, you can eat, you know, abundantly for this Christmas. But we are going to go on a corporate fast starting January 5th. Did I get it right?
Yes, and you got it right. That's correct.
It's you don't have to do 40 days, by the way, but we'll sign up. You could, there'll be a sign up sheet. In fact, do we have one already? Oh no. We're going to have next time. Or on New Year's Eve.
It's online now.
It's online right now. But we're going to have some more focus on what we're praying for and fasting for. But I believe that there is going to be a vying between light and darkness.
Yeah.
And the light is going to shine.
Yeah.
The church of Jesus is going to shine.
Amen.
You and I are not going to be affected and defined by the darkness around us, but we are going to shine more brightly than ever before. There's a time of challenge and a time of battle. I mean, we are talking about Bethlehem, But I don't know how many of you read that the mayor of Bethlehem, this present mayor, he's a Muslim, and he or she, I forget now, I couldn't make out from the name, but they were so angry about Jerusalem being recognized as the undivided capital that they declared just this about last week, there's not going to be no celebration of Christmas in Bethlehem. No lights. And then I think just a couple of days ago, they changed their mind.
Yes, because of Christmas tourism from all around the world that brings money into Bethlehem. So as much as they wanted to make a statement, they needed their bank statements a little more.
But you'll find the Church of the Nativity, some of us who have gone with us, Katie, you'll remember, but we have been there, and it's considered the place where Christ was born, in Bethlehem. But around it, purposely, the Islamic radicals have put signs basically saying that God has no son. And so all around there are big signs about their Islamic beliefs, which is okay. But I started laughing inside. I said, whatever you say, the light of the Lord will overwhelm all darkness.
Yes. I'm thinking again of the first prophet who first saw the light, the star, Balaam. And he was hired by the enemies of Israel to curse Israel, to keep them from being able to take their promise. And Balaam said, this is the utterance of him who hears the words of God and has knowledge of the Most High, who sees the vision of the Almighty and falls down with open eyes. I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel and destroy the sons of tumult. He will reign. So they can put all the signs up they want. I think God knows that he has a son. I think the son knows that he's the king of Israel. I think he even knows where he was born, where he was raised, and where he's coming again. An undivided city called Jerusalem.
Yeah, that brings, they also, the present authorities did not want Nazareth also to celebrate Christmas. But it's, I think, because of the tourism and all that.
Oh, you know it.
That said, yes. Well, we're going to let it go. But there is, the reason I'm mentioning this, that there is an ongoing battle between light and darkness.
Yeah.
And that we are not only believers of the in the light, mm-hmm. Jesus is the light of the world.
Hallelujah.
But
thank you.
We are to be filled with the Spirit so that we are able to reflect the light and the glory of God. There is a scripture that's so beautiful in Exodus 24, which says, when Moses went up on the mountain, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord settled on Mount Sinai. For 6 days the cloud covered the mountain, and on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses from within the cloud. To the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. And then, when Aaron, verse 30 of Exodus 24, and all the Israelites saw Moses, his face was radiant, and they were afraid to come near. His face was shining with the light. Why?
Yeah.
Because he had been in fellowship with the living God. May we have that anointing that the light so shines from us.
Amen.
I remember that incident on Portland, I remember years ago, where I had to have some surgery and the doctor wouldn't let me travel except I assured him that getting on the plane and out the plane different times, I would allow a wheelchair to carry me. So I'd never been wheelchaired before like that. So this lady was waiting for me at the airport. And said, "Hi, I'm your wheelchair person." She was excited and started wheelchairing me through Portland. And then I didn't say, I just said, "Hello, thank you." I sat in the thing. And she wheelchaired, and then she started crying. And after a while, I looked up, she started crying even more. And then she stopped. I didn't say anything. And she said, "Who are you?" I said, "Nobody." She wheelchaired me some more, and then she wept some more and said, "Who are you? Please tell me." I said, "Why?" She said, "Because I've never felt God so much." And eventually she got on her knees
yeah.
and
yeah.
received Jesus.
Yeah.
And I had not said a word. And it was the light. I don't give any credit to me, but the Lord let the light yeah. shine
yeah.
so brightly. And in the light is love.
Mm-hmm.
Light and love are combined together. And when the Lord allowed Jesus to be really identified, he's transfigured before his disciples. And he shines so brightly. And Christmas time is the time where we can meditate a little about shining. Because when the angels say, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace," I mean, there is so much glory. So I am welcoming
Amen.
For each of us this Christmas the glory of the Lord just shine supernaturally over
Amen.
our homes. The
Amen.
Stars shine.
We still sing songs that were written out of visitation, personal visitation. I remember as a child raised in the a cappella Church of Christ, the only sound in our church were voices singing because no music, instruments, and all of that. But you therefore were really taken by the words. And I remember as a child seeing repeatedly the names of certain of the authors of Isaac Watts, of a man named Cummings, of the Wesleys. And as a little child, I had no idea that I was singing songs that had been written 200-300 almost years before that were still being sung the same way. And the song that is one of the most notable Christmas songs was written by Charles Wesley called "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." And it was originally called "A Hymn to be sung on Christmas Day." "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." But he wrote it in the overglow of having been born again himself within that first year. And he was so radically transformed, this thing about the light coming to dwell in us. There are actually 10 original stanzas to "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." And 4 of the short ones that probably none of us have heard or certainly haven't heard very often are talking about this light in us. And the first one is actually the scripture from Haggai, from which All Nations Church was founded and named. It says, "Come, desireth nations, come, and fix in us your humble home. Rise, the woman's conquering seed," going all the way back to God's promise in Genesis. "Bruise in us the serpent's head. Now display your saving power. Ruined nature now restore. In mystic union, join yours to ours, ours to yours. Adam's likeness, Lord, efface and stamp your image in its place. Second Adam from above, reinstate us in your love and let us you, the lost, regain. You, the life, the inner man, owe to all yourself in part, formed in each believing heart. Let your light shine." That's "Hark, the Herald Angels Sing." From 1739, and we're still singing.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, my English professor in college was this lady in her late 70s by that time. She wouldn't retire. She was among the top 5 scholars in the world of Isaac Watts. He's, if you read a lot of the hymns we sing, were written by Isaac Watts. So that's, you mentioned his name.
One of the things that really impresses me about Charles Wesley and his father, actually, Samuel Wesley, you know how doctors will take the conditions of what's written historically about certain persons and give them a modern diagnosis, and it's highly believed among the medical profession that have looked at the Wesley family, especially Samuel, the father, and Charles, that they were probably bipolar and suffered from severe depression. And it was literally their radical personal faith in the Lord and their hanging on to Jesus through every season that made them a family that has affected the entire world with revival since their day. Isn't that something? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Writing songs of joy and worship. Amazing. Bringing revival. Amazing.
Amen.
So let your light shine. Let the light overshadow, overwhelm all darkness and redefine it.
So, let your light shine. Absorb the glory even more so you can shine. And may the light that comes from you be a guide to many others.
Amen.
But also, I felt like the brightness of the Lord is going to be a guide for you and I more so than ever before. We'll have clarity.
Amen.
And I began with that. I felt like what Armin and Cindy were sharing, that one of the things is to be anointed to go into places where usually we feel sometimes we get, we want righteousness, but we don't want self-righteousness.
Yeah, that's good.
Where
that's good.
And we don't want to wear our offense on our sleeve.
Yeah.
Where we get very easily offended.
Yeah.
But I remember, I'm a student of our culture, present culture. And I write books and all that, and I pray God will help us write some more this coming year. But I realized that I refer to a lot of cultural things, and to relate to the culture, we refer to the present news, mm-hmm. or we refer to what's happening in our culture, mm-hmm. and to relate to our young people or all our people, that I will refer to part of the culture is our movies. And so, but I found over the years that people would get offended if you would observe one thing or the other. And we, to reach out into the world, we will need to take off our offense emblems on our sleeves,
yeah.
that we can,
yeah.
we not get offended. Because there are people we need to reach out there that just, I mean, I don't need to say much more than what Armin and Cindy say.
Yeah.
They're out there,
yeah.
and we need to get there.
Amen.
So may our light shine as never before, so we can reach the world. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'm going to ask Jenna and Armin if they can come, and we're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Would that be all right, Jenna? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's all stand. Father, we thank you.
Amen, Lord.
For the star that
yes,
shone
Lord
over
Jesus.
Bethlehem. That star is still shining. We thank you for guidance.
Oh, Lord.
Now and in the coming year, Lord, let your glory come over each
Hallelujah.
One of us. And help us shine like the star. May we be a guide to many others. May the pillar of fire by night and the cloud by day guide us. Come, Holy Spirit, breathe upon your church. Thank you for reviving. Thank you for healing, Lord. As these coming days, as we get together with family members, Father, we thank you. May we apply the blood of the Lamb and break any yoke of offense. Heal family relationships, Lord, that have been broken. Heal hurts that have been passed on down for over many years. And may the supernatural love of Jesus overcome every offense and reconcile, Lord, Let there be the spirit of reconciliation, restoration in our families. Let us have many testimonies of healing for families, and that many families members through our lights come to know you, Lord. Through our love, come to know you. Come, Holy Spirit. Let your glory shine afresh in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're going to sing the song, but I want the healing team to be able to be available. As we conclude the song, then please feel free to come and get prayer. Let hands be laid on you. If you need to give your life to Jesus, now is the time. There are some, if you're homeless spiritually, we welcome you into this spiritual family. Become a member of this church.
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh and Bonnie Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.